Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me a secret. I don't want to know about this. Any secret of yours, I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight, I want to learn about all the secrets in your garden. I want to read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me share the mystery.
Tell me, I want to feel Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina, first day of the week. Glad to be here today. I just found that little song today. I thought that was a nice little song. You know, we on our way to that. We getting there, slowly but surely. We are healing our nation. And you know what? When we have it like that, it's going to be a beautiful thing to see. All praises be to the Most High Yah. There's no other place to do it than we got to start with Israel. If somebody can hear me, just please push one so I know you can hear me. All praises to the Most High Yah. Area code 540, if you can hear me. All right, thank you, Brother Donnie. I appreciate you. Okay, so let me tell you what's going on today. Them stimulus checks done hit. I just want to know if y'all done look for your little money, because your little money should be in your account. Brother Donnie, how did you get your little money? Because the stimulus has dropped.
No, I did not get my money, and I'm scared to death.
Yes.
Not really. Yes, I called my bank because I wanted to straighten out some business. And my last question was, did anybody in this banking system get any stimulus checks? And she said, no, nobody has. See, I deal with PNC.
And, oh, okay.
And she said that they won't be hitting until the 17th of the month. But I figured next week, man, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something should show up. But I really need that money. I can use that for them few little time. They got me sitting on the edge of the station. Tell me nothing about no money.
I hear you. Yeah, they done dropped down here. I haven't gotten anything either yet, but people have been getting them, so they have been dropping. All praises be to the Most High, y'all. They have definitely been dropping. So, I mean, it's
well,
a good thing.
I asked a few people, senior citizens over here, and they haven't gotten theirs yet, neither. So I'm not alone. I don't feel bad now. I thought they were singling me out.
Oh, no. You know, and you know what? When they tell you going to get something, everybody get offended if they're not included. I feel you. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Don't say anything. If you're not going to do it, don't say nothing.
Right,
there.
Absolutely.
Don't have me sitting on the edge of the chair.
Absolutely.
My son, I told y'all that he was in an accident. And he was the only one in the truck that got hurt. And
No, you didn't tell us that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got a pin in his right leg, and I think his ankle got crushed.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and so when they said that he told me that he was the only one that got hurt, see, I always check with the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
And the Almighty had told me that, see, he had probably done some stupid stuff. down the road. You understand? And the Almighty will make you pay. If you don't take your life, he's gone. You understand what I'm saying?
He will make
you pay. You know, and see, if you're not, if you talk about how much the Almighty's with you and then you're doing stuff contrary, you understand what I'm saying? That's not a good thing. That's not a good look for you. You understand? And so, you know, I don't want to tell, I'm going to tell him, you understand, whether he's here or forbear, you understand, that he needs to clean up his act. You understand? Because the next little thing that he do could cost him his life. You understand?
Yeah, that's all of it. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, that's all of us, shoot.
Yeah. I mean, this is the truth about everybody. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, you know, but he's doing well, man. They say it's gonna be a long recovery. You understand? But I need, you know, when I get a chance to talk to him, I want to tell him, man, just clean up your act, man. You understand? You see what happened to you now? You gotta be a little bit better proclaiming to be a Hebrew Israelite and how much you love God, but you're walking contrary. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, no question. We got to walk right. That's where our blessing is. When you walk right, you got a blessing coming, you know? You really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We really do.
You know,
he get better. We're going to definitely hold him in our prayers and all that good stuff, you know, so that he gets better.
Yeah, he appears to have, you know, he's not in my close, immediate where I can touch him or speak to him or whatever, you understand. I have to call him or he called me, you understand. But he appears to be a good boy. I've seen him do nothing. He ain't been in the jail or nothing like that. You understand what I'm saying? You know, all of them smoking reefer, you understand. But
right.
But, you know. You understand? That doesn't stop him from walking upright in the eyes of the Almighty. You can't call on the Almighty and then walk contrary. You cannot do that.
No, you can't. We had to learn that the hard way. Then we have to learn that the hard way. Woo!
Absolutely.
Oh, have mercy. And then you know what? When you look back on your life and you realize how far he's brought you from and the things that could have happened to you, it just make you just fall down on your knees and say, "Yah, I thank you," because it didn't have to be like this. It could have went a whole nother way.
Absolutely, you're absolutely correct. You understand? That's why I'm always calling on the Almighty and asking for forgiveness every day, all the time. I feel I'm like David, man. You understand? David messed up. Now he was in the temple all the time.
Yes.
Trying to show the Almighty that he made a mistake and he recognized it, he realized it. That's what we got to do, man, you understand? Because, you understand, you know, it's so easy for us to, if you make one mistake, it's easy to make two.
That's true. And be boo-hooing and crying, you know, it's like, no, I'm not, you know, and that's when he know you don't take him for granted, you know, because he know we human and we make mistakes, but that's when he know you don't take him for granted because it's not in our intentions to just do whatever we want to do, but you know, that's where he was. He stayed on his face apologizing and repenting.
That is correct. You're absolutely correct. You understand? And I'm sure, you understand, after that baby died, then he was really, really caught up then. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
How he felt. You understand? You know? You understand? Mm-hmm. So I feel like he suffered the rest of his life, man, you know, apologizing and being hurt, man, you understand? You know, I know he did because I feel the same way with the dumb stuff that I did. You and me both.
Woo! But you know what the bad part about it is? Ain't no dress rehearsals. You don't get to start all over again.
That is absolutely correct. You understand what I'm saying? You know, what we want to say is, oh, when we, you know, and that's me too all the time. I say, oh, if they hadn't brought us into this captivity, then I wouldn't have been. But we was wicked when we was in our own land.
We was wicked.
Huh?
I said, you tell the truth on that one. We was wicked in our own land. We sure was. He called us a hard-headed, stiff-necked people.
That is correct.
He did.
And that was before we went into this captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know. And then, you know, then we just another level when we got here.
Yes, yes, we did. Yes, we
but
did.
I think when we got here, a lot of brothers and sisters say, "Oh, we knew the law and we knew who we were and this and another." But it was to no avail that we did that because we went right on into captivity. If we had known the law like they say that we spoke is that we do, we probably would have done something different, but we didn't. You understand? Our captors, man, trained us and beaten, maimed, and murdered us, man, and we went the other way. Our God is good, man. We got to understand where he's coming from when he say that, man. We got to, in order to get the blessings that we are expected to do, we got to change our wicked ways.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, because he don't play. And once we realize he don't play, we realize he don't play.
Now, you know, when my son had the accident, and he's in the, his leg is messed up, you understand? I look back on it, on my own life, and I say, man, did I help to develop him into what he is today?
Yes, indeed.
Well, see, I wasn't there half of his life, the early part of his life, you understand? I had long been kicked to the curb.
You a mess, Brother Tony. You say you was kicked to the curb, huh?
Yeah, man. And she did it. She was right in doing what she did. There's no telling how far I would have taken my atrocities. You understand? You know, but I was still in their lives. I still was able to come by, take them to school, talk to them, teach them a little bit of this and that and the other. I got them a job here and I got them a job there. You understand? You know, I tried to do the best I could, you understand, in my iniquitous ways. You understand? But and so what I'm saying is that because I was not there on a continual, regular basis, am I responsible for what he developed into today? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Well, there's no dress rehearsals. You know, we do the best we can as parents, you know, and at some point they have to rally around themselves and do what they're supposed to do for themselves. You know, so you can take the blame to a certain point, but even after that, you know, you can only do what you can do because there's no instruction book on how to do this stuff. You know, it's not. And you do the best you can when you do what you do.
My intentions was because I had certain skills, man. I played basketball. I sang. And I could have taught them all those little things, man. I used to take them to the park and do little things with them. But still, I wasn't in their lives continually, you know, day to day. You understand?
Right.
And so out of that, man, I hold myself blame. You understand? And a lot of people tell me, like you said, you understand, I can only go but so far. They, at some point, that they have to take responsibility for their own lives, you know, you understand, at some
mm-hmm.
point, you understand? But that's not how I feel, you understand? I feel that I should have been there. If I hadn't been kicked to the curb with that woman, you know, if I hadn't done the things that I done. See, I stayed out late gambling and all of that kind of stuff. I had other women and all of that stuff, man. Oh, man, it was a mess. And I asked Almighty to forgive me for my sins all the time. You understand? Forgive me for my thing that I've done, man. You know, you understand? I wish I could do it over. It would be a different situation.
And, you know, everybody said that if I only knew what I know now, woo, boy, I'm telling you.
and let me go a step further. The woman that I had that has my children, you understand, she was a good woman. I'm talking about, you understand, she took care of the children, braided hair, food, you understand, and went to work. Made my clothes. She made clothes for me, you understand. And I didn't realize it then, but I realize it now. You understand how good she was, you understand. So, you know, it breaks my heart, too, man, for how stupid I was.
Yeah, we've all done some dumb stuff. I mean, I can't say none. I'm right up there with you, you know. But like I said, there ain't no dress rehearsals. You get one go at this, you know. We try to warn our children just like our parents tried to warn us, and they didn't listen, and we didn't listen. We just didn't listen. You know, it's my life. I'm going to live my life. You got to let me live my life the way I want to live my life. You know, and they just look at you and say, okay.
Right.
You know, when you bump your head a couple times, you'll be back.
that is correct.
Lord, have mercy.
My oldest daughter, man, she was a little wayward child, you know, you understand. But she missed her when she got a little training program, and they was paying her $125. You understand? I told her she wanted to move out. Move in there with her girlfriends and that, et cetera. I said, no, why don't you stay here? Give your mother a little bit of money. Buy your own underwears and everything, man, in your own room. Get your telephone in your own room, you understand? And save you a little bit of money, you understand? And when you get enough money, you understand, save, and you feel like you got a handle on things, then you can go on and move out. No, she wanted to move out. After she was out there for a while, she lost that little training program and this, that, and the other. She come back with two babies.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what she said to me? I understand. No, you know what I told her when she went out the door? I said, you just got to get them lumps.
Yes, sir.
So when she came back, she said, I understand about the lumps.
Yes, sir. No question about it. Yes, sir. Absolutely. We all got a couple bumps and lumps, for real, you know. But everybody has a fantasy of how they think life is supposed to go and then how life really is, you know. And you have to, you know, some of it you have to attribute to this society, because this society lures people into a fantasy world. And people live in this fantasy world, and when they finally realize that it is a fantasy. Nobody wants to accept reality, and you have to be made to accept reality by the responsibility that you have brought upon yourself.
Absolutely.
You do. You really have to be. You know, and it's like, wake up and understand that this is not a fantasy. This is real life. Those babies are real people that you have to raise to an adult and impart things into them, and you have to live your life every day, which means food, shelter, and clothing.
That's correct.
You know, and most people don't want to, you know, they don't want to accept the fact that that's reality. You know, they don't.
Well, let me say this, and I'm going to shut up. I'm going to, you know, but I want to tell you, see, when you got children and they get to the age where they can go out and get a job, you understand what I'm saying? I would suggest, which I tried to, I put in my household when I was coming along, you understand, is that you got to have them pay something in the house, whether it's lights. You understand, or pay a portion of the rent, this and that and other. But I wouldn't take the money and put it towards those things. I would put it in a separate account. But so when they get ready to leave, you understand, you say, well, you know, I ain't got no money, but I'm going to give you the money to help you get on your way. You understand? Get your apartment or buy something in your apartment. You understand? You know, this way, you understand, you're helping them establish themselves. And the money that you expected that you were getting from them is not taken from your household money. You understand? Because when they move, you understand that there's going to be a gap there. They were saying like, you understand, now you got to come up with like money out your household money. But if you never take that money and put it towards those things and just do what you need to do, you understand, you won't have to worry about that. You understand, you know, you have money.
Yeah.
That first time out there, if you understand what I'm saying, they're not going to be able to make it on the first trip.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. You know, it's a learning lesson. It's definitely a learning lesson. It is a learning lesson. We have to learn, we have to learn, we have to learn. You know, but we get there. We get there. You don't have no choice in the matter. You know. Because you're going to get there. Because you ain't going to have no choice. But, you know, we learn. It's just, you know, it's just unfortunate. Everybody got to take the, go to the school of hard knocks before they get it. But, yeah. And you understand.
You
wonder why they don't listen.
You got to have that pump old man. You understand? How you going to learn when you make a mistake?
That's true. And I think that's how the Most High got it set up, you know, because that's certainly how he had us set up. You know, we had to get to this point and this plan of our lives and understand what we lost and how bad we messed up to say, I will never do that again.
He said not. And guess what, Sister Diana? It's on the individual today. It's not that he's going to destroy a whole nation because of one person messed up. You understand? That one person is responsible for his own cardio. You understand?
Yeah.
When he do something, or he or she do something wrong, it's on them. It's not going to be about the whole society that you live in. Everybody get destroyed, or he takes the whole society down. No, that's not it.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you got to be able to figure that out. But we getting there. I mean, we getting there as a nation. I think we're doing very well, considering. I really do. I mean, watching the things that have changed since we started this show, I think Israel has come a wonderful, they've come a long way. They really have, you know. I think that we're doing very well, you know, and we're doing what we need to do to help us to grow. And I think that everybody is growing at their own pace. But we're making things happen because the world is listening to us. You know, the people are listening to us. So, you know, that's all we can really ask, really, at the end of the day.
Well, see, you know, one other thing, which I agree with you, but one other thing here, too, is that when he brings us into the valley of decision, you understand, and he purges out the rebels from amongst us, see, we ain't clean from this stuff yet. So, and before we go into the land to possess it, you understand, we're going to have to be cleansed again, cleansed gold and silver, you understand, so that,
yes, sir.
So that there will be no unrighteousness being amongst us in our land, you understand, the people, because we got to be that light unto the other nations.
Yes, sir, no question about that. And we will be. That's why I said I don't think we should rush things. I think we should embrace how we live in, how we're growing, how we're implementing our culture, and just let it ride and watch the Most High do what he does. You know, because once we go, we already are affecting this nation. Even though we may not see it and even though we may not believe it, believe me when I tell you we are affecting this nation. And the way that they're thinking and how they're approaching us too, because now everybody is adding up 2 + 2 = 4, and they're coming to the realization that we are the people, you know, and we have to be able to just keep talking because all we're doing is talking, you know, and we're not interfering with anything because we realize now that the show must go on in spite of what we think, and the way he wrote the story is going to complete it according to his word. So, you know, we just building our nation and staying out the way. And that's all y'all wants us to do. And when he gets ready to show up and he does, it's going to be something miraculous. But I think we're doing a great job. I really do. You know, even some of the roughnecks done changed and softened up a little bit. You know, because once you get in that word and you realize that he's not going to tolerate any interference, you look at things different.
Well, you know one thing also, and I agree again, you understand, is that you can't go around bragging that you got the understanding. And if you don't have it the way they deal with the way they do it, you understand, then you're going to be. Because nobody, look here, we in captivity. At any time, at any moment, we can go astray.
Yeah. No question. No question about that. You know, all praise be to the Most High. No question.
I know. You know what's going to make a difference is that when the Almighty calls us back into that wilderness, then people are going to recognize, maybe I need to take another look at myself.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. No question at all.
You know, then it becomes real.
Yeah. Shoot, it's real now. It is real now. You be like, Lord, have mercy. It definitely is real. You know, you're just looking at this like, this is some serious stuff. You know, but all praise be to the Most High, y'all. We know who he is, and he does what he says he's going to do, and we just keep it moving, and that's all he asked us to do. And I think that a lot of it is because we're not interfering with those people in the land professing to be us, too. We're not interfering.
If you read that book, he gonna straighten all of it. He said that he's gonna forgive us for our sins, you understand, and heal our land. So that's not asking you to do any prayer and ask Almighty for forgiveness. That's all that is, you understand. And he ain't asked us to go over there with no guns and that might be a time for that to happen, but because I believe in my heart that them old hard right so-called Jews, they not all gonna leave quietly. Not all. I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, you know, he has a date with them too, so, you know, but we have to, again, let him do it the way he do it, because he's gonna be the one to do all that. You know,
right.
they not finished playing their part. They really aren't. They are not finished. You know, but all praises be to the Most High. It's just a blessing. Yeah, I count it as a blessing. You know, even though things are slowed down and there's not a whole lot to do, you're just living the lifestyle alone is a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, to be free from all the foolishness is a blessing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to not have the isms and schisms and the expectations that a lot of these people are putting on themselves for stuff that has no substance is a blessing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're absolutely correct. We got to take ourselves out of this narrative and build our own narrative. We have to take our destiny in our own hands instead of expecting someone else to do it for us. Now, here we are in this society. You understand? It's a gradual thing. It's not no thing that's going to happen overnight. You understand?
No.
On a gradual stuff, because, you understand? You know, if we were to get it all at one time, guess what? We still get the big head.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know? It's so much, I tell you. It's just something. But all praise. I'm excited still. I'm happy about it. I'm happy that my children are waking up. I'm happy that, you know, I've gone through that whole stage, that death stage, because you really do have to go through the stages of death when you come into this belief. You know, this belief. You know, because you have to be able to understand that. You're releasing yourself from something, you know, and you know, when you think about the stages of death, you know, you got, first is denial.
Yeah.
That's one of the stages, you know what I'm saying? You go through that, and it's like, wow, you know, here we go. You know, they said there's five stages to it. You know, the first one is denial. You can't believe that you've been tricked, you know, and you just try everything in your mind to rationalize what you've been taught. And then the second phase is anger. You know, you get mad at everybody around you, and you can see those that particular phase is being expressed by a lot of the Israelites, And that's why I always tell people, you can't get mad at these people, because if we had did what we were supposed to have done, we would have never been over here.
But the thing is, Sister Yaina, the Almighty knew that we were going to do what.
Yes, he knew.
Huh?
I said yes.
And it wasn't not like something. See, he gave us a free will. Do wickedness. You understand? And so, you understand, we decide. See, one thing that I got, we got to make it plain, is that the law was in the land.
Yes.
You understand? And I need everybody to understand that. It wasn't like no law. You understand? It wasn't like the day. You understand? The law was, we're just coming back to the understanding of our laws, our statutes, and commandments. You understand? But the law was in the land during David's time, during the time of the judges, the judges and the kings. You understand? But they decided to do wickedness and evil. You understand? I was talking with a brother. You understand? He told me that we were wicked. And I said, no, we were influenced. And now I realize we were wicked.
Yeah, we were.
You understand? Yeah. We're not influenced by other nations.
Nope. That's the truth. And that's the next phase. Once you get past the anger stage, it tells you have to be willing to feel your anger, and be mad at the fact. Because a lot of people would tell me, especially pastors and stuff, like, that can't be true. Because if that was true, the Lord would have showed me. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you weren't included in the memo at this time. Not to say that he won't, but right. If he didn't wake you up now, it's not time for you to be awakened. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's true. And then you go through that bargaining stage. Well, maybe that part wasn't right, but this part was.
Okay.
Maybe, this might have been paganism, but I did see some stuff work over here. Until you go to the period and you say, no, he told you were going to be serving other gods.
That is correct.
There's no in the middle. It's just like a person who, it's like a person who refuses to grow old. And, I ran into this lady, she was of the other nation, and sometimes I say, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and she took it to an offense. And I was like, I didn't say that for you to be offended. And there's nothing wrong with growing old. It's a beautiful thing when you understand that it's a part of life. Because like Malcolm said, either you're going to die young or you're going to grow old. There's no in the middle.
That is correct. That's
just the way it is. And people like to bargain with this thing to try to make it feel like, it wasn't a total waste of time. Because we did learn about something. You were still serving another God.
That is correct.
You were.
Absolutely.
You really were. And then after that comes, they said the next stage is depression. And how many times have people come on here and said, I felt like I was all by myself. It just wasn't nobody else around. My family done left me. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to talk to me no more. They make me feel like I'm really not, I'm in the wrong thing, and I just feel so really bad. Those are the five stages, the four stages of loss, until you finally get to the acceptance part. When you get to that part, you have graduated.
That is correct. That's when you got to really go get on your knees and ask the Almighty to forgive you. Because you recognize that you done messed up royally.
Yeah.
And you accept the fact that you messed up royally. Now you ask the Almighty Man to be with you for the rest of your life.
That's right. Nobody to blame but you.
That is correct.
Nobody to put the blame on or stick the finger at but you.
That is correct. Absolutely.
And that's when you know that he has taken, you've gone from those stages. And that's what this show is all about. And that's what the Nation of Yehuda is all about, is to help those people that the Most High wakes up to go through those stages.
Absolutely. I agree with
that's
you.
That's all we can do. All we can do. And I think we've done a beautiful job at doing that. And the best way to do that is through his word. Because when you go through that word, it spells out who we were, how he called us, what he warned us not to do, what we did, and how we got here.
Yep. And how to get out of this mess.
Absolutely. You know you better tell the truth. I mean, seriously, hold on. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
I was listening to you all, and I was something came to me about a stronghold that we had, and that witchcraft. Witchcraft,
yes.
What lingered with us for many, many centuries.
Yes.
So when people, you know, feel like, you know, they've been, you know, fooled, it was witchcraft. And it takes the power of the Most High and Yahushua HaMashiach to break that curse, because it's such a stronghold that, well, you know, you're going to believe, you know, what Christianity have been always been there for 2,000 years. And that's a long time to deal with. And that's a stronghold that, I mean, it's like peeling a banana, you know, like a banana in a banana peel. You got to peel it away, and it takes time to do that.
It takes time. Yes, it does.
So I was just listening to you all, and, you know, hallelujah to you all. And, you know, I thank Yah for wakening, you know, wakening me up and give me to know that, you know, the Torah, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all about him and
mm-hmm.
the story, not the story, but his story is all about us, his people. You know, it's all about us, and that's all. You know, I just wanted to kind of iterate that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. You still there? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Brother Donut, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%, because when you look at the definition of witchcraft, it says traditionally the exercise of invocation of alleged supernatural powers to control people or events, practiced typically involving sorcery or magic. Alleged supernatural powers. Yeah. So that plays a vital role in it. It really does. You know, all praises be to the Most High. We've come a long way. Like I said, it's a phase. And Yah is so perfect with it. He's such a parent with it that he walks you through that phase very slowly. And the more you read that word, the more you understand, and the more it clicks, and the more it comes on, and you're like, wow. This is really serious stuff here. But once he releases you from it, you're able to take a deep breath. Now, you don't know everything, and you don't even know half of what you think you know, because every time you go back in the Word, you find something different. You know?
Okay.
But, you know, we have gotten to the point now where we have grown to a certain level. We've gotten to a certain level now. You know, and that's very important.
And, you know, we were warned about walking into these illusions. Because, see, we said that we went into the illusions of the heathens, and
mm-hmm.
we started their covenants. When you make a covenant with an enemy, it's hard, and that covenant will follow you down through
yes.
history and through your ancient ancestors.
Yes, it
and
will.
It's covenants that we don't even know that was attached to us.
Yes, it was.
So we have to, on a daily basis, we almost have to ask the Most High to forgive us, you know, to take away whatever that you don't even know that's on you or that's possessing you or what's around you, because those covenants follow us.
Yes.
And like you said, it will follow you. It will, you know, we've seen what it done to our ancestors. We've seen how they were hung and beaten and babies fed to the, you know, to the alligators, and our sons being, you know, harassed and killed. We see all that because there's covenants that our ancestors made with the heathens that the Most High told them to stay away from, just like he did with Solomon. Solomon went out and he got what? 700 wives, princes and wives,
yeah.
And 300 concubines. That was 1,000 covenants.
Yes, yeah. Oh, well.
I mean, foreign covenants. Can you imagine what they attached? Oh, and we are descendants of him.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it
was.
It followed us. And the Most High, that's why he was so much against, you know, and he kept putting us on punishment because he said, you know, you're messing with your children's lives.
Oh,
he
is. Woo!
Hallelujah.
You better say that. Mm-hmm. You know you're telling the truth. And guess what? It was taught, it was passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. You know, and it was ingrained in us, too, from generation to generation. And not only was it ingrained in us, but every Sunday it was repeated to us so that it would constantly be there in our spirit. And that's why it's so hard for people to shake it, because, that, like you said, that's how we got in trouble. It was a covenant that we made with the wrong side. But he warned us. He said, If you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm going to strip you off the land, and I'm going to send you over there with them, and you're going to be made to serve other gods of wood and stone. And this is some serious business, because this is, we have really, truly been made to do this. We have.
Hallelujah.
Really have. And when you take a deep breath and you look back, you be like, Lord, never no more again. I don't never, ever, ever, never want to have to deal with this again, ever. You know, but we had, like I said, we had to go through that stage of grief and to really shake loose the covenant that you're talking about and disattach ourselves from the witchcraft. You did.
Hallelujah.
We had to disattach ourselves from the witchcraft because it was there. Something had us under a spell that we was there and was tied to it and dedicated to it. That's why I said, for you to be awake today and know what's going on, it is a blessing. That is
a miracle.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yes, ma'am, it sure is. Man, I don't take it lightly ever under no circumstances because I remember. You know, and when you can look at it from the outside looking in, it's like, man, oh, man, oh, man. What in the world? Because I was just like those people are now that defended to the end. I was those people.
Me too. Over 60 years in Christianity. Over 60
I was.
Years.
I defended it until the end. There was nothing nobody could tell me that I wouldn't be able to give you some scripture for and justify the plan of salvation through the New Testament and do what I needed to do. And even knowing that, I ain't know nothing. Not a doggone
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And preached it. And that's why now I can watch the preachers on TV and watch the manipulative tactics that they use to use the Old Testament to justify the new to be able to push this agenda forward. But guess what? All we can do is keep our mouth shut because just like we didn't see it, they don't see it. All
mm-hmm.
we can do is be there to help them get through those stages of grief, through reading that word and understanding who Yah is in that word to know that there are some things he's not going to tolerate. I don't care who it is. And what amazes me is how the people of the other nations can justify their behaviors because, you know, if he took the time to choose the people and he imparted in those people his law that came from the heavens and warned those people, he gave us several warnings. If you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. And we tried him and we ended up over here in these lands and he separated us from our land, our culture, him, everything. We got separated from everything. And in order for us to get back to him, he said we got to serve him with our whole heart. How in the world do these people believe that they can just do anything to us, against us? They can live any kind of way. They can do anything they want to do, and they still gonna make it. It's like, are these people really that delusional? If we gotta straighten up, everybody gotta straighten up.
They're still in a strong delusion.
Gotta be. Gotta be. Gotta be. You just looking like, wow, do you really think? Do you really believe that? So, I mean, you know, it's the, like you said, the witchcraft is still there. It's working. It's at full force. Full force.
And some may not ever come out of it.
That's true. That's very true. That is very true. That is very, very true. That is some serious stuff. You're absolutely correct. You know, but only the Most High knows who he's going to bring out. And then some of the people that he bring out, they still go back. And it's like, how do you learn all of this stuff and go back? Don't you have any fear? Is there no fear in you at all? And I'm constantly praying because to see what our people went through and they saw him perform, they saw him do what he did, and that they still messed up. Like you said, Solomon had a personal relationship with the Most High, saw that the Most High told him, ask of me whatsoever you will.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that Yah came to him personally and said, ask of me whatsoever you will? And Solomon asked for wisdom. This man had so much wisdom that he could tell you some things that wasn't even a part of the human mind and psyche, that he could spell it out. And people came from miles around to hear this man's wisdom. But you mean to tell me that you got tripped up over some you-know-what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for real. It just amazes me. So if it's that easy, I always pray, y'all, please don't let my mind get caught up like that.
But you know,
please don't let
our men, or some men that are still like that, they'll go to another nation, and they got it right there in their face. Y'all gave them their own, but they'll go and seek
you
out.
You know, and I'm all the time like, please don't let me get slipped up like that. Please don't let my mind get to the point where, because the trickery has to be severe. You know what I'm saying? The witchcraft or the trickery has to appeal to something that you want. It has to appeal to a desire in order for you to even think about going against Yah. You know what I'm like? Please don't let there be no desire in me that would make me even think about crossing the line. Because this man had it all. The Most High said, because you didn't ask for riches, and because you didn't ask for the life of your enemies and long life, he said, I'm going to give it all to you.
Sometimes pride can do it too.
You know, and it's like, how can you mess that up?
Pride.
You know, it has to be, like I said, the witchcraft has to be so trickery. It has to be so much trickery involved in it, is that it appeals to your desire. And that's why you have to bring your desire under subjection. That's why we've been teaching for so long. We have to become disciplined. We have to exhibit a disciplined people. We have to be able to get our emotions in check, our desires in check, our thoughts in check. All of that has to be brought into check so that we don't mess up, because it's got to be, I mean, I don't understand. And it's not just him, the whole nation. How do you walk across the bottom of the sea on dry land and then go down into the wilderness and build a golden calf?
Huh.
This thing is deeper than what we think. It's a lot at stake. Because if we're the key, The enemy is going to do everything in his power to make sure we never get there if he can. She going to look just like you like it. She going to walk just like you like it. She going to smell just like you like it. And she going to do and say whatever you need her to say to get you off. It's same way with the women. He going to look just like you like it. You know,
how
and it's just like, I don't know, sis. It's treacherous. I mean, this is some serious times we're in right now. We got to really understand what's at stake. Because we was awakened first, we got a heavy responsibility for ourselves and for our children and our children's children. You can't let nothing separate you from the love of God, nothing, and nobody. And the enemy watching, he know exactly what we being studied. They know what you like. That's why you got to bring it under subjection. No, I'm not. I don't want to hear it. I'm not in it. Go on. They know. He knows. You know. So you know, it's some pretty serious stuff because we are more vital than we think we are because Yah is using us, and I'm talking about us that's awake right now to help the others come through a level of grief and come through those five stages of death. And guess what? In a logical kind of way, that's not all the way off in left field somewhere, because Israel draws the crazies too. They come too, with all that crazy stuff they be out there doing and sounding and looking. But somebody has to bring some sensibility to it and some naturalness to it, so that it seems like, okay, I can live that. That right there, I can live. You know, so it's a lot. It's a lot to this. I mean, for real, it's a lot to this. You know, and it don't take, evidently it don't take much, because that man had it all. That man had more wealth and riches than anybody has had today.
He got distracted.
That's all we say. You. Evidently. You know. They was with y'all. Y'all was with them in the wilderness. They heard him speak, and they still went against him.
There's a scripture that came to mind, and I'm going to read it from the scripture instead of the King James. I'm going to read it from the scriptures because it emphasized even more.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 10:36, and it says, "For you have need of endurance, to that when you have done the desire of Elohim, you receive the promise. For yet a little while, he who is coming shall come and shall not delay. But if any one draws back, my being has no pleasure in him."
Yeah, that's the truth.
We cannot draw back. We got to keep going. We have to believe.
Yep.
For that promise. Because, see, it's not promised to everybody.
Clearly.
Everybody's not going to make it.
Clearly.
It's because they drew back. You know how you said what they did in the wilderness? Those people looking back at Egypt.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of us are going to be. They're going to be looking back at Babylon and what they had, they could do, and what they did in the church, and did that. You can't do what you did in the church, because that's not that. That is entirely, totally opposite, different than what the Most High, what He had planned for us.
That's true.
We're not dealing in religion. We're dealing in a cultured way that the Most High wanted His people to walk in.
Right. That's right. Absolutely.
And if we're not walking in that, hey, we out of line. We're not.
That's
we're
right.
Not, what we're supposed to be doing. So that means we're drawing back. And what
yes,
did he
ma'am.
Say? Back. He said he will have no pleasure in you.
Pleasure in you,
and
Lord.
I don't want your side not to have pleasure in me. Oh, no.
You
turned his back on me.
Yes, ma'am. Can you imagine being like that after you done been through all this and you done taught Bible class after Bible class and radio show after radio show, and then you just all of a sudden decide, I just don't want to do this no more. What a slap in the face. I mean, you know, because he has given us a pearl. You talking about a gem hidden in the dirt?
Oh, woo! Yeah. Like he did.
And the enemy is watching. Like I said, it's a lot at stake. A lot at stake. We don't realize how, because to us it's just a simple lifestyle that we live in. It's to us it's something that we have become accustomed to doing, and we do it because it's natural for us now. But it's just as serious as it is as it's ever been. Even it's just as serious as it is for us as it was for our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says he takes the foolish thing in the earth to confound the wise. Nobody can understand. You know, well, y'all don't go to church no more? You don't deal with that no more? You know?
Because we pray to a different Yah. We don't pray to that one that you pray for. We don't do that. We got a different, we know who he is now.
Yes.
And I just had someone tell me, well, I'm praying to God. I said, which one?
Oh, friend.
Because he ain't answered you yet. It must be the wrong one.
Just as simple as that. Which one? What's his name?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to tell me, you know, because the Bible says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yah. He did.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world thinks they know it all. And you like to say a simple question, which one?
Mm-hmm. Because believe me, some of those others out there, those preachers, they know who he is. They know.
Yes.
They know what God they're going to, and they're trying to get you to go to. And they know which one is the right one, too.
They sure do. I believe that. And I really do believe that. All praises to the Most High. Yeah, I really do believe that. You know, and it just is what it is, and it's serious. Like I said, it's a lot at stake. You know, like I said, we walk in the simplicity of this lifestyle. It's just as simple for us. It's just every day for us. It's, we live in a lifestyle and building a culture, you know, but to the enemy, it's a threatening situation, because the more we walk him upright and walk in his laws, the closer he becomes, and the more fragile the system that exists is. It becomes real fragile. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, wait, them people is waking up, wait a minute. Even the
mm-hmm.
enemy knows that. The devil knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets
mm-hmm.
trembling. They know him. And they know that his people, and the land and his word go together. It goes together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a glove. It do.
That's why he keeps singing those lullabies to him. To keep them
yeah.
asleep.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 You know, praise the Most High. Praise the Almighty Yah. Yes, indeed. No question about that. He's powerful, boy. I'm telling you, he is a powerful Elohim. And you know what? Like he taught me, he said, power is always silent. In other words, when I come through, you're going to know I done came through. I don't have to, I ain't got a showboat or nothing. When I come through, you're going to know it's me. It ain't going to be no question. The demons going to tremble. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, man.
Yeah, you see how subject they was in Texas. That was subjection right there.
Yes,
Most
high spoke. Yes, he did.
But nothing they can do.
Nothing they can do. Joe 1. Not only Texas, everywhere else he done came through it. And they looking
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out how they can't hold, how come they can't hold this thing together? You know, you got to be able to say, look, this is his will, and let his will be done. There's nothing you're going to do to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop him.
Mm-mm. And he's on the move. He ain't stopping.
No. No.
And the Most High is on the move.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Absolutely is. He really is. You know, and then, like I said, the stakes is high. You know, you got to be flat-footed and planted. But like he said, I'll be planted by the rivers of water, like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. I shall not be moved. And you can't let nothing move you.
You can't? Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying don't enjoy the life and don't enjoy what he gives you, because he said, that there's no good thing he'll withhold from you if you walk up right before him, but keep it in perspective and don't be moved. Don't compromise under nobody's circumstances. You know. Because the devil slick, he came up to Eve. He said, now, what did he tell you?
Uh-huh.
He said, you won't surely die. You know? I'm like, man, how couldn't you see through him? But you know, when you allow yourself to be mesmerized, you through. So we got to stay focused, stay the course. Because the power is there. You know, I don't know if anybody else is noticing it, but I know with me, my life has changed. So to the point where I ask for things, whether I speak them verbally or I think about them, and before you know it, I got them. They said, I mean, little stuff. It ain't no big stuff, but little stuff.
I understand now when they say run with patience.
Yes.
You got to ask and just stay laid back. Because, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You don't know when, but you can bet your dollar or whatever they call it. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. He's going to make a way to give it to you. That's how much he loves his children. He said that's how much he loves us. If you just do, and I tell people all the time, just try it and see. You ain't got to take my word for it. Just try it and see. Don't he give you what you need? You know, but most people don't have the patience. They want I want it now. I got to have it. No, you slow down and trust Yah. And he going to give you whatever you need, whatever you ask for. If it's a part of his will, he going to give it to you.
And
he
is.
Hold on. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
All I want to say is hallelujah. I'm sitting here listening, y'all, and I'm just like, hallelujah. And just to throw a testimony out there, Sister Aina, you remember when we was in Arizona, we lived in that community and all the racists were out there and everything, and I kept praying.
Yeah.
And I remember I talked to you about it. And because we kept his laws, statutes, and commandments, and everything, I know we was back in Georgia.
That's what I'm talking about. In your home state.
With a better job. And a little bit more responsibility, but a better job, everything else going, getting there where we want. Everything, you're right, everything that you asking for when you doing right, as long as it's within those laws, statutes, commands, you'll receive it. No problem.
You'll receive it. No problem. People don't believe that, though, Brother Yerushalayim. They don't believe that. They can't. They don't have the patience to wait it out and see.
That's it.
Everything you ask
for, you'll get. What you just said is patience. Yeah. A lot of folks. What do you do to a child that's throwing a tantrum? You ignore him, won't you?
Yep, sure do.
Uh-huh.
You either whoop his butt, excuse the expression, or you ignore him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what people want. They do with Yah. They want to sit up there and throw a tantrum. I can't wait. Give it to me now. If you don't give it to me now, I go out and get it myself. And then they go keep going, and that's how they mess up.
Sure do. Every time. Every doggone time. Every time. You know, every time. And all you got to do is just trust us when we tell you he will give it to you. If your heart is sincere, he will give it to you. He'll lay it out for you to be there at your disposal. He will make sure you have it, whatever it is. You know, my prayer the other day was, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be on this earth. I don't have any sicknesses or illnesses, you know, and I don't have a right to change your will, you know, but if I can find the grace to ask you, I want to make it to the wilderness. You know, I want to be a part of that whole journey. I want to know what it feels like to leave this place and go back home. Now, that's one of the things I have asked him for, and I'm believing that thing. You know what? And if by some reason he doesn't allow me to do that, I'll see you when I regenerate, because I will definitely be there. I'm making plans to be there.
That's my prayer too, sis. That's mine too. I'm 70. I'm 71 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, look at me. You know, I say, you know, well, if y'all was to come get me in, I'd just say, y'all, I'm still. That's my desire.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Absolutely. Like I said, if we don't see it then, we will regenerate to see it again. And that's the something that people don't even understand. It's like, this thing too. This is bigger than us. This thing is too powerful to just play willy-nilly with this. This is life and death. You know what I'm saying? This is serious stuff because The world has just been rolling and twirling and twirling and twirling, and the earth is off course, but Yah is getting ready to show up, and when he does, the game changes. It changes. You know, and it's really a little bit too late to do inventory at that time. You know, you're just going to have to hope for the best. And when he brings you, you know, he said he was going to plead with the rebel, that the rebel was coming and he's going to plead with him. You know, and then he even so gracious, he's going to give you another chance.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Isn't that awesome? Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So, I mean, you know, this is big. This is bigger than us. I mean, the other day I was sitting there and I was telling Mark, I said, you know, I need a stand. I said, I need a little stand, something really small with some wheels on it, just to put my printer on and my fax machine. I need nothing real big. I said, something real small to put on here. And I said, you know, and I'm looking on Amazon and I don't see it, and I'm trying to find one and they're real expensive. I said, I don't want to spend that money. Do you know I have what I asked for sitting over there? I'm looking at it right now. That's little stuff. You know, I sat the other day, I said, you know, I need a nightstand for my bedroom. I said, I really do need a nightstand. Do you know I have it in there? It's in there. I spoke that last week. It's in there now. Just little stuff that I just ask him for. Just little stuff. Quality things. It's just what we asked him for, you know, that he makes a way. I'm like, wow, that was really quick. I mean, you coming back quick. I mean, geez, that was just last week that I asked for the nightstand, and the nightstand's the beautiful stuff. I mean, beautiful things. So it is, you know, when you see him do little things, and he just is quiet and subtle, and before you know it, It's you that realizes that he answered prayer, because he already know what he did. It's when you come to the conscious understanding, hey, wait a minute, didn't I ask for something just like that? And I just smiled and said, you know what, you all right with me.
Hallelujah.
For real, I did. I said, hallelujah, y'all. You know you all right. Little things. Just the little that we desire in our heart. And then everybody said, well, ask him for some money. I said, oh, that's coming too, because that was promised a long time ago. But he has a set time for all of that. And when it comes, you still got to be able to hold your composure, because it's in him that we live, move, and have our being. You know, and so, I mean, it's just truly a blessing. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, family. You know what that reminds me? Shalom. You know what that reminds me before we went up to the Washington? Everybody kept saying, oh, I hope y'all show up. I hope y'all show up. I remember we were sitting there looking at the sky. It was deep blue, deep blue. When we started praying, what happened? Didn't that sky fill up with clouds?
Ma'am, you better come on here. I mean, so did. It wasn't a cloud in the sky. It wasn't nowhere. Yes, it did. They moved into position, everybody, and they just sat there.
They sure did. They sure did.
Wow. Yes, he did show up. Yes,
he let us know he approved what we did. He approved what we did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he, and the quietness. I was thinking about that the other day, how he implemented that quietness. And when I was praying, I was wondering in my mind, like, is everybody else experiencing this, or is this just me? You know, it was a hush.
It was. People was running up and down the steps and walking around and playing in the water, and you could hear the boats. And then all of a sudden, when them clouds came, it was like everything froze.
Sure did. Sure did. Helicopters was flying back and forth over us, watching us, seeing what we was. And guess when them clouds moved in, it was a no-fly zone. I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, it was. Yes,
had
it
to be
was.
Listen. Woo! Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So, you know, those are the subtle things that if you pay attention to them, you'll be like, man, that was off the chain. That was right up there. Man, you know you did the thing. I mean, he did what he did.
He sure did. Sure did.
Powerful stuff. And like he said, like I said, he said when he move in, he do what he do and he gone. You the one got to realize that he came and went, that he answered prayer and went on. He gave me what I asked for. A little bitty stand. It's a little wooden stand on wheels. Just big enough for what I asked for. I'm looking at it right now with my printer and my fax machine on it, with all my utensils and stuff on it. And I roll it across the floor to where I need it to be. And it's just small things. And I'm like, wow. You know?
Mm.
It's just a blessing. It is a blessing. I don't take him lightly. You know, that's why I said this. You be crazy to mess this up. It ain't nothing a man or a woman can offer you to mess this up.
Sure ain't.
To have his ear? Prayer changes things. You know, other things I've been praying for. You know, my daughter called me the other day. She was like, Mommy, I'm about to go to this job, and I really do want this job. I said, well, you need to ask y'all. I said, you're going to have to go before the Most High and ask y'all. I said, but one thing I'm going to tell you, like I tell everybody else, if it's meant for you, you'll get it. If you got to press it and try to force your way in, that's not what he has for you. I said, but when it's meant for you, you'll walk right in it. Do you know she got that job?
Hallelujah.
You got that job. Wait, with Sister Eliezer, when we was in Washington, D.C., we was all sitting around. We all came together. She said, I want all of you all to pray for me because I want this position. I'm trying to get this job. And we all held hands, and we all said a prayer. And do you know that girl got that job?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yep.
She got that job. You'd be a fool to mess this up. That's how serious this is. When you do what you're supposed to do, he will bless you.
As I told you about the job that I wasn't going to take, the one I got now, because
yeah,
there was another one out there that played so much money, and I held off and held off and held off, and then I finally said, yeah, okay, I'll put it in your hands. We'll figure it out together. When I seen what they offered me, I almost peed on myself. And that's not what they advertised that job for. That's why I didn't want it.
I know that's right.
And I love that job. And my boss told the lady in human resources said, I am so glad you took that job because he would not let us repost it. We never keep a job open this long.
Yeah. See? You know, it says when the Most High says when your ways please him, he'll make your enemies help you get up and help you.
Woo, and he did for me. He did for me.
You know?
And I was listening to when they announced what our pay raises was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a late, and this is something you don't do. And they tell you you don't do this. You don't discuss your pay raises.
Right.
And
she got
on the Zoom and she went to talking about how much she made. And she was upset because she didn't receive that much money.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, oh, my God, I got almost three times as much as she got.
That's right.
And it got real quiet. So I know the manager talked to her about disclosing that.
Oh, yeah, no question. That's Proverbs 16:7. It says, when a man's ways please the Most High, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Mm.
Ain't got no worries. This is the, you know what? And the church has been trying to figure out how to ignite this power. They've been trying to figure out how to get this power. They've done everything but send up smoke signals. They didn't even try to convince the people they had the power, and it just don't ever work. And we tried to tell them in as direct way as possible is, one, you got to accept the fact that you're an Israelite, and two, you got to walk like an Israelite and be obedient unto Yah. And then, if he sees fit, you'll be able to use that power. Because it looks like from the words that we speak out of our mouth, he is approving the things that we ask for. That's why you got to watch what you say.
Yeah. You can't denounce him. You can't say you're an Israelite in the dark. And when you come
out,
you don't want to admit it. You got to say to the world what you are. Because
that's
denying him when you do that.
Absolutely. That's what I say. It's a power. It's a beautiful life to live. I don't know who wouldn't want to do it. I don't know who wouldn't want to do it. It's a beautiful life to live as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's a beautiful life to live if you just do it right. And don't let nobody interfere with you either. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they was like, you know, they got this program that'll help, but you got to be within a certain income. And I was telling them, I said, well, you make way more money than that. You won't qualify for that because you make too much money to get those kind of services. And they was like, well, we'll see. Don't you know the Most High fixed it? Well, they gave it to them anyway.
Wow. Wow.
And the lady said, the lady told him, I don't know how you qualify. I don't know how you qualify for this, but guess what? We're going to leave it like it is, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do to make sure I help you get whatever you need to get done, done.
Wow.
Nothing illegal. No welfare services or nothing, but it was a program that they had set out there, and this person qualified for it. And the lady told her, I don't know how you qualified. That's Yah.
It sure is.
Because they was like, I don't want to have to do this myself. This is just too stressful. I need somebody to help me to understand how to do this. And that lady, there it was. That's Yah. All they did was speak it out their mouth. I don't want to do this myself. I need somebody to help me. Then the program fell in their lap, and then they applied for it, and they made too much, and he fixed it. I'm telling
y'all,
it's a beautiful life to live. If you can live it, and it's a simple life to live. It's the simplicity of being obedient and living your culture. That's what salvation is all about. It is.
That means you got to live anyway. Why can't you do it right?
That's what I say. That's what I say, sis. But you know, people man want to make it complicated. They want you to do three turns to the right and spit out the side of your mouth and then shout up to the organ and then get baptized and then you got salvation. But guess what? You messing up all the way through and asking for forgiveness. When all you have to do is make a conscious decision to keep his laws, statutes, and his commandments, and because we believe in the New Testament, all of us don't, but because some of us do, we do believe in the baptism and doing that part, but you still got to keep those laws, statutes, and those commandments because that is where your salvation lies. That's where it lies.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to know Yah and you understand who he is, you don't want to mess those up. So guess what? There's no issue about fornicating. There's no issue about committing adultery. There's no issue about being a cheat. There's no issue. You walk upright because you want the benefits that come with this thing.
You know, years ago, I was at another job, and I ran real quick to get an ATM card. It was a white guy. He had used the ATM, jumped in the car, and the only thing stopped him from pulling off was the traffic. So I went up to the ATM machine. He still had it in there, all his information in there. I closed it down, and I'm running behind the car, waving my arms at him. And he stopped, and I handed him his card, and he almost fell out. He couldn't understand why I returned it to him. I didn't need it. It was not for me to keep.
Wasn't for you to keep. It wasn't.
I could have wiped him out, girl. Wiped him out. His password and everything was still in there. It was asking him, do you want another transaction?
and
all I had to do was put in yes, withdraw.
That's all you had to do was put in yes. But you know what? It's the obedience of Yah that makes us be honorable people. You have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Like I said, we ought to be the most trustworthy people. If you do have a job, your employer ought to be able to say, I know they're going to do what they're supposed to do. I don't have no question about that. We have to
right.
be the example, just like we said yesterday. You have to be the example. Because if you scheming and cheating them, what's the difference between us and them?
Woo!
Everybody can't be scheming and cheating, and you claim to be the children of the Most High, y'all? Come on now. You tricking people and out there running game and doing all that. What's the difference? There has to be a difference.
Yeah.
There has to be a difference. You know, and it's an honor that the Most High chose us to be able to exhibit that difference and to walk around. And for you to mess this up now, you are foolish. This is not the time to be going. It's not the time to be going backwards. It ain't. It's not. You know, my
daughter's knocking at the door. It's like knocking at the door, and before they get to open the door, you turn around and walk away.
Yeah. And miss the blessing completely.
Yep.
She was like, I am so excited about this job. I'm going to have my own office. I'm going to have my own this. I'm going to do this and that and the other. She was like, I am so excited. She said, all praises be to the Most High Yah. I said, all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Even in bad times, you praise Him.
Absolutely. All the time.
Now, she didn't pull me out of so much stuff. I didn't forget more than he's done for me, than I could remember he's done for me. He's always pulling me out of something I done messed up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. It's a beautiful time to serve. Who wouldn't want to serve an Elohim like this? Who wouldn't want to?
Hmm.
You know?
Hmm.
That's why I tell them when they be like, oh, I serve God. Like she said, which one? Who is that? What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Right.
Like, oh, okay, okay, uh-huh. You must be one of them other, them 70 nations.
Okay. What's his name? Because if you tell me the Elohim of Israel, no, you ain't serving him. No, you're not. I can tell you for the
not
sure.
With that. Sister Yaina, not with that pork in between your teeth.
Hello, in between your teeth. You better say that. No, you're not. Even if you try to bless it, you still off the you done came off the bandwagon the wrong way. Yes, ma'am,
yeah.
Absolutely. So it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be saved. It's a blessing to know Yah. It's a blessing to keep His law, statutes, and His commandments. And it's a blessing to have been chosen so that we can get ready to get out of here.
Yep.
That's our next move. Let's go. As soon as He says so, like I said, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the blessings. Enjoy the money the government give you. Enjoy, do whatever you're going to do with it. But just know that at a certain time, we're going to shut the door, we're going to cut the lights out, and we're going to shut the door, and we're going to do what we need to do. Now, don't forget, next Friday night at 7:30, we're going to celebrate the Passover. Everybody that's celebrating with us, you're going to call into our call next Friday night at 7:30 p.m., and if that number is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039-POUND, 256039-POUND. And we're going to be celebrating the Passover. Don't forget to go get your red ribbon from the dollar store so you can put the red ribbon over the doorpost to signify the blood. And we're going to do that when the sun goes down, and we're going to do it virtual. So please feel free to join us. Please remove all yeast out of your house this week so that Friday night, when we do the Passover, we're going right into the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which means you should have no yeast in your house. Read the back of the labels of your potato chips, your cookies, all of those things that's in there. Read everything to make sure there's no yeast, no bread in your dwelling. It has to be completely out. And then we're going to eat a piece of unleavened bread every day with our meal for 7 days. So we're going to come together on Friday night for the Passover, and then we're going to come together on Saturday night to start the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then 7 days from that, we're going to come together to end the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So don't forget, we're going into our High Holy Day season, and I'm so looking forward to it because the men are doing this year. Yay! Yay!
Hallelujah.
The brothers,
you know, I just thought of something, Sister Yaina. Toothpaste has bacon. Some people use that baking soda toothpaste.
Okay, dude. Now, baking soda, does it have leaven in it?
It causes things to rise. Baking soda does.
Does it? Okay. Well, you know, you got to get rid of your bacon. You know, but you're going to have to get rid of it. If you got a tub and you can set it outside on your porch and put it in a tub outside on the porch, you can do that. If you have stuff that you just don't want to throw away, it cannot be in your living quarters. Some people say you can't even have it in your car because that's where you're going to be. So you're going to have to figure out a place to put it until we get through these 7 days of unleavened bread.
And they're going to fly. It's not going to be that long. time is flying. It ain't going to take no time at all. You won't even notice it.
No, won't. You know it's going by fast. All right. Anybody have anything else you want to repeat before we close out? Brother Urash Shalom, you want to give information about the men's call?
Yes, ma'am. The men's call is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number for that call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. This Tuesday night, we're going to be putting together the Passover program, so we'll be talking about that extensively Tuesday night.
All right, sounds like a plan. We're so excited for that. All praises be to the Most High Yah. And for all of you all who have been continued listeners, I want to say thank you. I thank you for your input. I thank you for constantly being here. And, you know, let's get ready so we can go home and we're going to experience our Elohim first, and then we're going to go home from here. And it's an exciting thing. So on that note, have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you on Wednesday night for our Old Testament reading. We have Old Testament reading on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's the same number. It's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-pound. And then we have the outside books, the books that are in the Apocrypha and Jasher. We're in the book of Enoch right now on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We read 5 chapters a night, and then we expound on them, and then we hang up. So we're not on for a very long time, but we're working our way through the Bible and through the books. So on that note, everybody, enjoy the rest of your week. Shalom, shalom, and have a wonderful rest of your week. All praises be to the Most High. Good night, everyone.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.